This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, I talked about AAS annual flower winners. Today, I'm going to share some of the edible winners so you can start planning. I love watermelon, but don't grow it due to size. Ruby Firm F1 is a personal size, very sweet tasting, 2023 winner with crisp flesh and minimal seeds. It yields 2 to 3 fruits on a 10-foot vine. It also has good disease resistance. It must, of course, be grown in full sun. Another personal size edible that sounds fantastic is a Kaboka squash called Sweet Jade F1. Each fruit is between 1 to 2 pounds and can be used for single servings of squash, as an edible soup bowl, or in any number of Asian-style dishes where a sweet, earthy, nutritious squash is typically used. Sweet Jade's deep orange flesh is dry, yet sweet and very flavorful, whether roasted, baked, or pureed. It's a small cutie that grows on a trailing vine 6 to 8 feet. This one cannot be grown in a container. The judges found that it's a giver with a high yield, and the taste is so good it doesn't even need butter or salt. Yum! I've had issues the last couple of years with my Roma tomatoes having little flesh inside. They were in fact really disappointing. There is a new one, and it's a 2023 winner named Zenze F1. The judges loved it as it's an early maturing, high yielding plant. They say Zenze produces a great yield of fleshy plum tomatoes that are perfect for canning and freezing. Neat and tidy plants produce fruits that are uniformly shaped and easy to harvest. Good news, it's resistant to blossom and rot. Find these edible winners on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.